everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield, host of Inspire Indeed, where we discuss community issues and hear from the nonprofits and local leaders who are working to address them. And hopefully you'll be inspired to think about how you're making a difference with your deeds. You know, a lot can happen when two friends and colleagues get together and ask themselves how they can use their talents to help others. It was a relatively simple idea that Marlene Paul and Kathleen Lane came up with about 15 years ago to share artistic opportunities with youth, encourage them to express themselves through art, provide a platform for them to tell their own stories, and in doing so, turn their lives and their community around 180 degrees. Yes, I'm talking about Art 180, a local nonprofit that, like I said, has been around for about 15 years, and they have a lot of successes to celebrate, including now their own home in the heart of Richmond's downtown arts district. Here to share more about Art 180 and how it serves youth in Richmond is Michael Guthrie, Teen Program Manager for the nonprofit. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks, Elaine.
And we also have with us Prakisha Goins, a leader, a member of Art 180's Teen Leadership Council, who's going to share her experience as well. Thanks for joining us here today, Prakisha.
You're welcome.
Great. Well, Michael, let's start with a little more background about Art 180. I shared a little at the beginning about Art 180 and a little bit about its genesis. Did I get it about right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what are your primary goals as an agency right now?
Well, in general, we create programs and opportunities for young people who we loosely define as living in challenging circumstances to have opportunities for creative expression, self-awareness, and self-discovery. Of opportunity for them to be able to share their voice with the community around them and for the community to be able to hear their voice, which is really the final and most important piece, in my opinion, of all of this.
Just having an opportunity to share their voice. Mm-hmm. Because when you think about it, there aren't a lot of opportunities for youth today to share their voice.
Yeah.
And often when we hear about youth in the news, it's not always the most positive face that we see.
Yeah.
So knowing that those are your primary goals, how do you go about doing that work? What does an Art 180 program look like?
Well, we partner with other nonprofit organizations serving youth ages 8 to 18 and who are living in challenging circumstances in Richmond, Virginia. And we also have a new teen art center, as you mentioned, Atlas, located at 114 West Marshall Street, where we are able to transition teens from previous programs or who may not have an opportunity to get involved with Art 180 before and provide programming for them as well.
For the older the older youth that you're serving, because you said it's from age 8 to 18, so the focus of the Atlas location is really the teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Great, yeah. Now, you mentioned that you do your program with community partners. Can you give us some examples of the partners you work with?
Sure. We work with everyone from communities and schools who are located inside of the actual schools and help facilitate those partnerships within some of the middle schools where we might not be able to serve in Atlas. Also just community centers, Boys and Girls Clubs, particularly Salvation Army Boys and Girls Club. They've really been with us since
Churchill?
The beginning. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right up on R Street. Rosemee is a partner we've been with recently, so that's the Richmond Organization for Sexual Minority Youth. We've done several programs, including a mural with them.
I think I drove by that the other day. What street is that on again, over by that Greek Grill?
Westwood?
I think that's right, Westwood. Yeah, yeah. Well, someone will correct us if we're wrong, that's for sure. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful mural.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, it must have been a lot of fun to help create. And then when you are in those locations, like you mentioned that you work with communities and schools to provide programs within the schools, and you're providing arts programming, what sorts of things do you do?
We bring on local artists, and they really come to us with a particular medium that they want to explore with the young people we work with, whether it's music or drumming or spoken word poetry or songwriting, song making, visual art, of course, murals, sculpture, really anything. We've done culinary arts programs, so anything, any kind of program where there's an opportunity for creative expression and youth development, we jump at it.
So it's the professional artists that are coming in and helping to direct those programs, mm-hmm. provide the programs for the youth. And then they choose, depending upon if it fits their interest and schedule, is that how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit of a science as much as an art, making all that work. But
Great. Well, if you're just joining us today, we are talking with Michael Guidry, who is the team program manager for Art 180. And Michael, let our listeners know where they can go for more information on Art 180.
Definitely on our, find us on Facebook, Art 180. We're on Instagram, where you can see a lot of great, colorful, in-the-moment pictures, art_180, of the programs happening themselves as they happen. Most information you can get on our website, www.art180.org.
Great. So I like that you leaded that with your social media presence, including Instagram, which is still a mystery to me, but I'll catch up someday. So in hearing about your programs, I know we wanted to spend more time today talking about Atlas, the new center that started up downtown. I'd love to hear a little bit about how the idea for Atlas came about.
Atlas really came up when we started to see some of the youth in our programs at the time, which was primarily middle school focused, age out of our programs. And we experimented with different ways of extending our programs into high schools, but it didn't really have the same effect. And what we were hearing from some of the youth and some of the teens is that they seemed very responsive to the idea of going somewhere else, a place that was theirs, a place that wasn't necessarily just an after-school program, because everyone has different responsibilities after school. Maybe there's a sibling you have to take care of, maybe there's a job, maybe there's something directly after school, another club or a sport. So creating Atlas really gave us the opportunity to give them an opportunity to not only come to us and have a place that's theirs, but to be able to share it with teens from all around the Richmond area, which that collaboration is pretty special.
So it's like you said, a place for teens to come together and have a place to call their own.
Absolutely.
Well, I've heard anecdotally from other people that work in programming for youth that that's an age when the participation often falls off for those reasons you mentioned about the other responsibilities that come around when you are old enough to work, old enough to take responsibility for some family duties. And
sure.
So it's a lot of competition for an individual's time. Now, Prakisha, I would love to hear your role in how you provided your vision as a youth, somebody that had been engaged with Art 180 for a while, and how your voice was incorporated into how Atlas was established. How old were you, or what grade were you in when you first got involved with Art 180?
I was in the sixth grade.
Great. Now, what was it about Art 180 that drew you to their program?
Because it was something different every time I went to the program. Like one time it was a photography, and then we had drums, and then we had poetry, and then it just got different and different each time. And it
was so offering new experiences and things you hadn't been involved in before.
Yes, and it's like any other program that I've ever been in, it was repetitive. It was just really, really repetitive. But this program, it was just really different every time I went.
And so you were experiencing new and different things. And then the programming also, I guess, was led by different artists as well?
Yes, it was different people. I met new people. And
in the early programs, you said it was sixth grade when you first got involved, and now you're in high school, right?
Yes, in the 12th grade.
Okay. Oh, so you're about to graduate.
Yeah.
Light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Yes.
Great. So, and you're still involved with Art 180. So that's been some time then. Almost 7 years you've been involved with Art 180.
Yes.
And so I guess they've been able to offer you things to keep you interested all along.
Yeah. Because as I grew, it was like some things, it just was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. But then it was just something about this program. It just kept me on track. It's not. It's just something to keep me going.
To keep you going, keep you involved. You mentioned poetry and music. Are those some of the programs that you like the most? Or do you have a favorite area that you like?
My favorite was, let's see, when we painted the mural recently. Mm-hmm. Because I like to paint.
Oh, the painting, uh-huh.
And at the end, because I have to work, so I did this little video at the end of our journey to completing our mural. And that kind of helped me from, like, when I was back in the seventh when we did the photography. So it was like I had new, what's it called?
You had a new way to use that skill.
Yes. I've gained skills doing this, so.
Hey, and then you were able to tell your story. And the story of the mural with the other youth, too. You were able to tell that story.
So basically, I put the poetry and the photography sessions together as one and made this whole video, and it's really nice.
Oh, that's exciting. Can you see that on your Facebook page, or is it listed?
Not yet, but it will be.
It will be. Okay, great.
And you can see the mural, actually, at the GRTC depot, the site of the RVA Street Art Festival.
Great. Yeah, I think I read it. Is that the one on the outside wall there? Or?
It's the one on the inside wall, kind of right on the corner of Robinson and Carrie, and it's 127 feet long. It's
wow.
It's a long one.
That's a big mural. How exciting. Yeah, that must have been a fun story to tell. Well, I understand, Prakisha, you also were involved in some of the thought process that led to ATLAS. Can you share a little bit about your involvement with how ATLAS, the new teen center downtown, came about?
Let's see. when it first started, I feel like I was really dedicated to this program. So I went to some of the meetings, and I had a dream about our building, and I went to Impact 100, their meeting, we had to ask for a grant, and we had to tell them the story behind it, and why should we? And they said no, but we didn't give up. We just kept going and going and going. People still telling us no, no, no.
You came back. Art 180 was back again with Impact 100 the next year.
Yeah, and they said yes. And I was just relieved. It was like a painkiller. It was like Tylenol or something. And it was just really nice. And it was awesome that they gave us the opportunity to get a building. And that's how ATLAS started. And been working magic ever since.
Yeah, well, I think it goes to show how hard work and perseverance is going to pay off in the long run.
Yes.
And I think Art 180 was
Third time the charm.
Yep. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, tell me, you said that you encountered some letdowns, some disappointments, and some declines along the way, so you really had to work that much harder to be successful in this endeavor. I'm wondering if you feel like that, I don't know, taught you any other lessons in terms of, you know, when you have a dream and you want to see something happen, you have to work hard at it.
Yeah, and it made me feel like it really made me feel like this program really means something to me, because if people telling me no, and I work harder and keep at it, then I know this program, it really means something to me. So that's why I've stuck with it so long, because this program can really help you in the future. It can help you figure out who you want to be in life and what you want to do, or what kind of stuff you like, instead of sitting on a couch and watching TV all the time. You don't really understand what's going on around you. You can help with your community. You can make yourself a better person.
And that's part of what Art 180 has helped to show you.
Yeah.
Great. Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And I'm here with Prakisha Goins and Michael Goudry of Art 180. And Michael, can you remind us where people can get more information about Art 180?
Sure, Elaine. You can go to our website, www.art180.org, and find us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Great. So search for Art 180 on those tools as well. Now, we were just hearing from Prakisha about the vision and the perseverance that went into creating Atlas, the teen center. And Prakisha, I'd love to hear a little bit more about, now that it's open and operating, what you do down there.
Recently, we just did a mural. We have, like, volunteer opportunities, like First Fridays. We help, like, set up food, all this stuff, and, like, talk to the people about our program. And, like, we walk around our exhibit, and we just talk to the people and give them a feel of it, get them signed up for newsletters and emails and reminders about First Fridays or whatever the next program's going to be, just to give the community a hand or to know what's actually going on around them.
So, Michael, what are some of the things now? You're the teen program manager, correct?
Yes.
So what are some of the programs that you're helping to lead and organize down there at Atlas or with other teen programs you have going on?
Right now we have a wearable art program, which is, incorporates fashion design. Another one is a coloring book program where teens are actually creating a coloring book for younger kids and also molding and creating their own crayons with color specific that they pick out and mix. We also have our, as you mentioned before, our teen leadership group, which kind of takes on a different level of programming. And one of the projects that they're working on right now is our Dear Me project. And it's one of our 15 anniversary projects where we've asked several people in the community, community leaders, members, et cetera, to write a letter to their 15-year-old selves and what that would look like. And we are asking Prakisha and the rest of our teen leadership group to interpret those letters visually. And we're going to have that on display and available in some form in the future. So
that'll be part of your 15-year anniversary.
Yeah. We also have Friday artist workshops where we bring local artists in to lead one-time workshops, kind of give the artists and the teens, it's just a taste of what it might be like to join our Art 180 program. Those are on the second and fourth Fridays.
The second and fourth Fridays, and those are open mm-hmm. to any team
absolutely.
In the region?
4 to 6 p.m.
4 to 6 p.m., okay.
This past November 8th, we did a workshop with Matt Newman from the Richmond Comedy Coalition, so we did improv comedy. Before that, we had Kindness Girl, Patience Salgado, and local muralist Hamilton Glass lead a workshop where we created ornaments to represent the state of Virginia at the White House Christmas tree.
Oh, wow.
So that's an exciting opportunity for sure.
Definitely.
So, yeah, we always have something up our sleeves.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, it sounds like the Friday opportunities are great also for folks that maybe aren't quite ready to commit to that. How long is the regular program? 6 weeks? Is that right?
Yeah, the teen programs, they're typically 2 hours, meet once a week, mm-hmm. one day a week, for about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So it gives you, like you said, a taste of Art 180 programming and probably leaves you wanting more.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. So a way for different people to get involved. You mentioned that there are artists that are coming in to help out. Are there other ways that people can help out Art 180, other ways to get involved?
There are lots of ways for people to get involved. Go to our website, art180.org, sign up to volunteer, find out about some of our community events, go to our Facebook page. There's more up-to-date information on there always. And, First Fridays is a great introduction to come check us out down to Atlas. And
what's the address again?
It's 114 West Marshall Street.
Okay, right downtown. So that's a block off of Broad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just a few doors down from Gallery 5.
So, yeah, in the heart of the First Friday Art Walk then.
Yeah.
Great. That sounds like a good opportunity for people to come check you out, see what all is involved there, and kind of discover the value of what Art 180 has to offer. So tell me, Michael, in your perspective, why do you think the work of Art 180 is important? Prakisha shared a little bit about how it kind of helps you think about your future and different ways to serve the community. But what do you think the value is?
Honestly, I think that what Art 180 does is really youth development disguised as an art program. We use art making and creative expression as a tool to approach youth development. I mean, like I said before, youth come through our program and we encourage self-awareness, self-discovery, give them a voice, and hopefully we're promoting personal and community change through art.
Definitely. And you've been involved with Art 180 for a while too, right, Michael?
I've been involved for about 9 years now.
Yeah. And your original role there, you haven't been teen program manager all along. Did you start out in the program side? Or?
I was working as a manager at Elwood Thompson's and just found out about Art 180 from a volunteer who was explaining to me about this organization and jumped into helping out a program in my neighborhood in Oregon Hill at the William Burke Community House, and then leading a program there for a little bit, and then...
Because you're an artist yourself, so you were a lead artist. What was the project you were leading?
We did comics about ourselves. So comic strips about ourselves, just 3-panel comics that were autobiographical. That was a lot of fun.
I bet that was. And then so you started in on the program side and then just slowly started getting more and more involved, huh?
And yeah, and then I got a chance to, when I came on staff, 2009, came on to help coordinate the community programs. So I got the chance to go visit all these artists and all of the youth at all the different sites that we have before really continuing the relationship with that youth at our teen art center.
Great. And like you said, it all started with hearing about it from a volunteer. So Art 180 definitely benefits from volunteers in lots of different ways, introducing wonderful people to the program.
We would not be where we are without volunteers.
Great. And you also have some other events coming up. We were talking a lot about First Fridays, but you have some other events coming up this fall, correct?
We do. We have our big annual fundraiser, Art Karma, on December 5th at the Emerald Barn, which is the headquarters of Dovetail Construction on Brook Road. And there's a lot more information about that. There's so much to tell about that event. It's not your typical fundraiser. It's a pretty awesome party. The Teen Leadership Group is going to help us host that. And there's a lot of information on our website about that. Also, in January, we have our Open Studio Series coming up. And that really highlights it's the culmination of our fall community programs where you can meet the artists, see their work, and in a more intimate setting than our spring big show. And really get a feel for what we do.
So that's the Open Studios coming up in January as well. So your website again, what was that?
Art180.org.
Art180.org, pretty easy to remember. Mm-hmm. And keep an eye on that and look for Art180 on Facebook and Instagram as well to get up-to-date information about all of the things that they have going on. It's a wonderful program. It sounds like you found a way to keep teens like Prakisha involved and excited about Art 180. Is that right, Prakisha?
Yeah, I'm excited. Excited.
That's great. And thank you so much for your time coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
As always, I'm thankful to my fellow volunteers here at WRIR, people like Brittany Tracy, who make sure we keep the Inspire Indeed blog up to date at inspireindeed.blogspot.com, and Jesse Johnson, who you will find down here managing the soundboard, making sure you can hear all of your favorite shows on volunteer-powered WRIR 97.3 LPFM. A big thanks to those of you who donated through our pledge drive last month. You keep us on the air, bringing you local news and music that you just won't hear anywhere else. It's never too late to give, so just go to WRIR.org to learn how you can partner with us in this community media endeavor. I'm also really excited that I now have a couple of co-hosts joining me on Inspire Indeed. You may have heard Mark Hickman last week, and Alan Hudson will be with you next Tuesday. And it's all, you know, it's all in the name of Inspire Indeed, which is a show that focuses on community issues through the lens of nonprofits and change makers who are working to make a difference. We hope that you learned something new on the show today and you're ready to go out and make a difference with your deeds.